another program. We're in Matthew 9:29. We're using that verse as a foundation for this series. Jesus said there, according to your faith, what you believe, be it unto you. It's very personal. According to your faith, be it unto you. Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 5, we read, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now by faith, that is, by what Enoch believed, he was translated. And he had this testimony that he pleased God, but without faith, that is, without believing, really what the Bible says to believe, it is impossible to please God. Him that cometh to God must believe. Now we're going to listen to a message in song. Make it your prayer. Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Open my ears that I may hear voices of truth thou sendest clear.
Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Place in my hands the wonderful key that shall unclasp and set me free. Silently now I wait for thee. Ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my eyes, illumine me. Spirit divine. Open my mouth and let me bear gladly the warm truth everywhere. Open my heart and let me prepare love with thy children thus to share. Silently now I wait.
Pleased God because he had faith, and we've seen that without faith, it is impossible to please God. And so what we need to do is to determine how can we have this faith? Because if it's impossible to please the Lord without it, we better figure out how to get it. Well, Romans 10, verse 17 says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, keep in mind that faith is what we believe. What we believe cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so our verse in Matthew 9:29 says, according to your faith, be it unto you, according to what you believe. You see, it's not enough to say, well, my church believes this, and I'm a member of that church, or my pastor believes this, and I'm one of the sheep in the sheepfold there. No, what do you believe? We said it's very personal, according to your faith, be it unto you. So faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now that word cometh has been translated from 181 times. Let's read it that way. Faith cometh from hearing the word of God. It has been translated out of 162 times. Let's read it that way. Faith, what we believe, cometh, or it comes out of the word of God. So what we need to do then is to get into the word of God, get the word of God in us. The more we get the word of God in us, the more we'll believe what we need to believe if our heart attitude is right. The Bible is God's word. Now, it's only been in recent years that man has turned his back on the Bible. According to USA Today, in 1985, the top public school problems before removing the Bible was talking, chewing gum, making a noise, getting out of turn in line, wearing improper clothes, and not putting waste in the waste paper basket. Well, the top public school problems since the Bible has been taken out of the schools is now rape, robbery, assault, burglary, arson, bombings, murder, suicide, vandalism, extortion, drug abuse, alcohol abuse, gang warfare, pregnancy, abortion, and venereal disease. You can see what happens when the Bible says when you reject the Word of God, you're going to go downhill. Talk about going downhill. I mean, from chewing gum to all that stuff. Now, what we believe. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans 10, 17. Acts 6 and 7, the word of God increased, and the number of disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great number of the priests were obedient to the faith. That is, they believed what the Bible says. Romans 10 and verse number 8, the word is nigh thee, even in thy heart. That is the word of faith. That is what we determine we're going to believe. 1 Thessalonians 1, 8, for from you sounded out the word of the Lord. Also in every place your faith to Godward is spread abroad. What you believe is spread abroad. Then in Hebrews 4 and 2, the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. And so Matthew 9:29 says, according to your faith, be it unto you. Our faith comes from the word of God. Listen to this message and song. The Bible stands like a rock undaunted mid the raging storms of time. By grace alone I expect to live it and prove it and make it mine. Make that your focus in this new year.
The Bible stands like a rock undaunted mid the raging storms of time. Its pages burn with the truth eternal, and they glow with the light sublime. The Bible stands like a mountain towering far above the works of men. Its truth by none ever was refuted, and destroy it they never can. The Bible stands though the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. The Bible stands, and it will forever, when the world has passed away. precepts I will obey. The Bible stands every test we give it, for its author is divine. By grace alone, I expect to live it and to prove.